You're listening to SBS News.
From the steps of Victoria's Supreme Court, the father of young comedian Eurydice Dixon made an impassioned speech. Speaking after his daughter's killer was sentenced to life in prison with a minimum non-parole period of 35 years, Jeremy Dixon said he hoped James Todd would realise the gravity of his actions.
I am very glad there's a killer off the streets. What I'd wish for James Todd, and what I believe Eurydice would wish, is that he gets better and comes to a full realisation and realises what he's done.
The 20-year-old Todd pleaded guilty to the murder of 22-year-old Eurydice Dixon in the darkness of Melbourne's Princes Park shortly after midnight on the 12th of June last year. The court heard how James Todd had stalked the aspiring comedian through Melbourne's CBD before he sexually assaulted, raped and murdered her. In nearly a two-hour-long sentencing, Supreme Court Justice Stephen Kaye described Todd's actions as pure and unmitigated evil.
She was vulnerable and in the circumstances defenceless. In a most callous and cowardly manner, he set upon her, sexually assaulting and humiliating her before cruelly strangling her to death. The sheer terror which Eurydice must have experienced during those dreadful moments is unimaginable. Her last moments on this earth must have been utterly horrifying for her. You inflicted that brutal assault and took her life from her by raping and murdering her in a most craven and sadistic manner.
After the murder, the then 19-year-old bought a pie and coffee, googled the crime scene and watched violent porn. The court heard that Todd had been diagnosed with sexual sadism disorder and in the months leading up to Miss Dixon's death had fantasised about violent, non-consensual sex, which often ended in death. Although Justice Kaye noted Todd's mild autism, he ruled that it did not directly contribute to his crimes, which ultimately carry limited prospects for rehabilitation and pose an unacceptable risk to the community.
As such, the offending by you was totally and categorically evil. Your conduct and your intentions and motivation struck at the very heart of the most basic values of a decent, civilised society.
In a victim impact statement read to the court by Justice Kaye, Eurydice's sister, Polly Cotton, described how she would like her sister to be remembered.
Eurydice lived an honourable life. She was gutsy and determined and clever. When I think of her, I feel proud and I feel inspired.
Surrounded by family and friends, a visibly grief-stricken Jeremy Dixon said he hoped his daughter's memory would not be clouded by her murder.
Eurydice herself should be remembered, as her friends will remember her, for her wit and her courage and for her kindness, not for her death.
Jennifer Scherer, SBS World News.